So with that, we're going to, jump into economic development incentives in the state of Texas. Before we really get into the meat, I want to hit a piece of the bone, and that's a plug for economic development. This is opinion, not based on any legal research or anything of that nature, or much less, economics. I was a business major in school, but I won't tell you the sad tale about my one upper division economics course. But because we're lawyers and we have a certain standing in the community, and despite the jokes about lawyers and the like, people do listen to us. And your community, your citizens in your community are interested in what you have to say and what you think about its government making awards, making loans, making grants, things of that nature to assist private enterprise. The same thing with existing businesses in the community. Why are you doing this? Why are you bringing in competition for me, both in my products and my services and my employees? They're all very good answers to those things, and they're very important for, I think, the bar to understand what they are in order to be able to be a true advocate for something that, whether you like it or not, has become something that's very important to your community if you're going to advance the economic quality of it. So with that, we'll dive into the fund. The first thing we're going to do is look at local-level incentives. The primary vehicles for that are either tax abatement or what we call Chapter 380, 381 agreements.